This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An inmate at Denver's downtown detention center has tested positive for coronavirus. The Denver Joint Information Center says the inmate has been isolated in a medical unit and is being treated by Denver Health medical staff. They said the housing unit where the inmate was being held has been cleaned. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse took questions about coronavirus in a virtual town hall Monday. A college student from Boulder raised the concern that young adults claimed as dependent on their parents' taxes won't get a stimulus check. Neguse says he's working to change that.
We signed on to a letter to implore the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader to include a fix that would redefine how 17 to 24-year-olds are declared for eligibility purposes so that you would receive these stimulus checks.
As things stand, the $2 trillion federal economic relief plan will only send checks to tax-paying adults who are not claimed on someone else's tax return. Large trucks hauling freight are now allowed on Colorado's interstates during rush hour. CPR's Kate Schimmel reports.
The state's Transportation Commission voted this week to lift restrictions on large trucks driving through cities at high traffic times. The emergency rule applies to trucks hauling multiple trailers of freight. It will be in effect for 4 months unless the commission votes to extend or shorten it. CDOT says the move is supposed to help the overtaxed trucking industry and make sure necessary supplies get to their destination. They say it's safe because traffic has dropped by 40 to 60%. I'm Kate Schimmel, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny today and tomorrow, then rain and snow returns for the end of the week. This is CPR News.